Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is David Freeman, who is a leading authority on the production, management, and delivery of energy to large populations. He has had the ear of federal officials since the days of JFK and helped bring about the Environmental Protection Agency under President Nixon. He headed the Tennessee Valley Authority under President Carter. He also headed the New York Power and the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, and was the state energy czar responsible for rescuing California from the predations of Enron and company. David Freeman is the author of Winning Our Energy Independence, and Energy Insider Shows How. Welcome to Background Briefing, David Freeman.
Well, it's nice to be back there.
And the president made an important speech this week at Georgetown University on the environment. Recent polls indicate that 47% of American people think the government is not doing enough to deal with the environment and with global warming. So, and much of the focus, of course, in the environmental community is on the Keystone XL pipeline. What did you learn from the president's speech about that? Because it wasn't entirely clear.
Well, I don't think it was clear at all, but quite frankly, that's a relatively minor but very visible part of a much broader and deeper a problem that this high-energy civilization faces. And I think the president tried to deal with one piece of it, but I found that from an overall environmental point of view, that his rhetoric was enthusiastic and forthcoming, but the programs he proposed just couldn't possibly get the job done. Let me be specific. There are two existential threats to the future of this high-energy civilization. One of them is global warming. The other is atomic power. And he not only didn't say anything about ending our dependence on atomic power, he rather is encouraging it. And which is really unbelievable if it's somebody that's really going to base our policy on the science. And then on terms of climate, he is suggesting that we substitute poison for poison, which is not exactly what we do when we usually deal with poison. We usually outlaw it. And I'm talking about his suggesting that natural gas and the methane that's inherently emitted in the process of bringing it to Earth and delivering it is somehow a whole lot better than coal, when the scientific facts show that from a greenhouse gas point of view, the combination of the methane that's emitted from the production of natural gas and its leakage, if you add that to the carbon, it's a wash. Now, when we wanted to eliminate lung cancer, we didn't say switch from Camels to light cigarettes. We said stop smoking. Now, obviously, there's going to be a transition if we go from where we are to a completely clean energy environment. But the transition doesn't start taking place till the future is entirely clean. And he's talking about a transition from coal to natural gas, which is a transition from bad to bad. So I loved his rhetoric, and I liked the last part of his speech where he asked everybody to speak up. Well, I'm speaking up.
And David Freeman, it does seem, I brought up the XL pipeline because it seems that if he rules, and the Canadians seem confident that he'll rule in their favor, then I think the 47% poll numbers where the American people don't think the government's doing enough about the environment will go up considerably. And you can't get away with rhetoric forever. Something has to be done. And what you're telling us is, and by the way, the transition from coal to natural gas is underway in apparently a pretty radical way. But what you're telling us is that natural gas, even though coal is the dirtiest and stationary coal fire plants are the biggest contributors to CO2 at the moment in the United States, Is it the fracking that releases the methane?
What I'm telling you is that from a point of view of just carbon, mm-hmm. natural gas is only half as bad mm-hmm. as coal. But in addition to the carbon, when you bring natural gas is methane. Mm-hmm. And methane is a greenhouse gas that is somewhere between 25 and 100 times as bad as carbon. Mm-hmm. So if the leakage rate of methane is only 2%, and most numbers say it's around 4% now, but if it's only 2%, 2 times 25 is 50, and 50 and 50 is 100. So the totality of a natural gas is as bad as coal. And that's a scientific fact. So if he's going to base his policy on scientific fact, he's urging that the transition be from bad to bad. And I just don't get it.
I was just trying to clarify, does the methane leakage, is that a result of fracking or is that just inherent in the natural gas process?
It's worse than fracking, but it's part of the production of natural gas. The gas industry is really good at PR, a whole lot better than the solar people are. And they have kind of brainwashed the country into somehow thinking, and the White House too apparently, into thinking that somehow natural gas is a step toward a cleaner environment. Well, from a local pollution point of view, it is somewhat cleaner. But if you're talking about climate change, which is what he's talking about the problem of the greenhouse effect, then the combination of the carbon in the methane and the pure methane leaking gives you as bad a greenhouse gas situation as coal. And so I have trouble seeing that as a transition to anything except disaster.
Well, but you just look.
And what he left out of his message is storage. We know how to store. I mean, if you just go back to the Bible and remember how the Israelites were advised to take the wheat and corn in a good year and store some of it and use it in a bad year. What we know how to do is to harness the sun. So we harness it when the sun shines, and we harness the wind power when the wind blows, and we store it. And we use then what we stored in the dark hours of the night or when the wind's not blowing. So we have the equivalent of a baseload power plant made up of solar, wind, and storage, which we know how to do. We have lithium batteries. The batteries are getting better all the time. The vision that should be painted is a 100% renewable energy system that does not have nuclear or fossil fuels. Obviously, there'll be a transition. But the transition will occur only if everything new is completely clean. Even then, it's going to take 20 or 30 years. But if the transition is from bad to bad, we'll never get there.
So in other words...
We'll lose Miami. And some people might not think that's a loss, but the people in Miami do.
Sure. Well, I think what you're telling us, David Freeman, is that we're being beguiled and sidetracked by false choices, that nuclear is not a choice, even though some environmentalists apparently have drunk the Kool-Aid that nuclear is good because there are no CO2 emissions.
Well, the risk of Fukushima is greater than zero. Why in the name of common sense are we going to take it? We ought to be phasing out the old nuclear plants just as we phased out San Onofre and California is looking toward a nuclear-free thing. I mean, even the nuclear industry says that their new modern nuclear plants are so much safer than the old ones. Well, then the old ones must be pretty damn unsafe, and we ought to shut them down. Yeah, they're talking about operating these existing reactors for 60, 80 years, and that issue is not even raised by the president. Indeed, he and his administration are supporting nuclear power. So I just have fundamental problems. I mean, we're not even addressing half of the dire threats to mankind, and the half that he's talking about addressing, climate change, he's proposing a solution that is not a solution, that is as bad as I mean, coal to gas helps local pollution somewhat. And I'm not, but if you're talking about the awesome impact of climate change, it is a wash. It is like changing your brand of cigarette. Mm-hmm. But it's not taking us in a path to a clean environment or eliminating greenhouse gases. And it's not just carbon. The methane is a much worse greenhouse gas, and we've got to eliminate that. And that also involves beef, and a lot of methane is coming from the cows. And so you've got to talk about things that are very, very unpopular if you're serious.
Well, it does seem, when the president in his speech the other day said that global warming denial, he doesn't want to deal with that. It's like having a debate about the Flat Earth Society. But in a way, what you're telling us is that the president is essentially putting out Flat Earth Society propaganda by not biting the bullet on going 100% renewables, none of the alternatives. He did talk about how we got to stop subsidizing the oil and gas industry, particularly the big oil companies.
That's not a new point. We've been trying to get rid of those things for a long time. That doesn't get to the heart of it.
Exactly.
It used to be that if something is poison, we would outlaw it. If you find lead in a toy at Christmas time, we don't talk about a product with a little bit less lead in it. We outlaw it. Now, I'm a guy that's run utilities. I know you can't overnight shut down all the existing plants, but surely to the Lord, we can say every new power plant has got to be renewable. And California is showing some leadership. We've got a rulemaking out there for 1,000 megawatts of storage. We know how to store. It's biblical in its simplicity. You take the stuff that's clean and you store it and use it when it's dark or when the wind isn't blowing, and you have a 100% renewable power system. It will take us 30 years to get there, but only if everything new is completely clean, not if we substitute gas, natural gas and methane for coal. That is a step sideways, not a step toward solving the problem.
Well, the city of Los Angeles.
How can you have a slogan of all of the above and be credible in really getting after the problem? The problem is fossil. You can't be for all of the above. You've got to be against the bad, the poison, and for the good stuff. That's sort of fundamental. So I think the president really knows in his head and his heart that this is a problem that needs to be addressed, but then his political antenna kicked in and his political advisors kicked in, and basically I realize that the Congress won't pass anything stronger, but at least we need honesty, and he ought to be urging that every new power plant be renewable and not acquiesce in the gas industry's propaganda that somehow, from a greenhouse gas point of view, that gas is that much better than coal. It isn't. Those are scientific facts.
Well, but the city of Los Angeles has just congratulated itself that it's going to be closing down a coal-fired plant in the Mojave and replacing it with natural gas. It's going to take them a while. Even Al Gore said it was a great move. But this is just rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, from what I get from you, that unless we really bullet.
Yeah, with all due respect to my good friend, the outgoing mayor, his Department of Water and Power is feeding him stuff. And he's unfortunately digesting it on his way out. I mean, they're burning coal, for God's sakes, and they intend to keep burning it until their contract up there runs out around 2028. They're going to quit maybe 2 or 3 years sooner, and they're planning to substitute a major gas-fired plant to replace it, not renewables and storage. But Eric is the new mayor, and we'll see. I mean, Eric is a knowledgeable, dedicated environmentalist, Mayor-elect Garcetti, and I have high hopes that he's going to straighten that place out.
Well, just in closing, David Freeman, what's your sense then of, apart from yourself, I don't hear this urgent reality check that's coming from you, that everything we've been told about getting off this bad stuff, coal, and getting onto gas, and nuclear is going to save us from greenhouse gases, it's all a lie, that the real, that we have to bite the bullet on solar and wind and renewables. And why is it that that can't get through? What's, you say it's just that the solar people don't have the... Go ahead.
I think the petroleum industry has done just a super job of brainwashing. I mean, they if you watch commercial television, which I don't advise you to spend your time watching, but if you did, you would find ad after ad from the natural gas industry just hammering away about how clean they are. And then, actually, from a local pollution point of view, gas is cleaner than oil or coal. And I'm not saying that from a local pollution point of view, but if you're talking about climate and if you want to get really serious about avoiding the kind of disasters that the science now tells us are occurring, then we have got to substitute for coal, solar and wind, and not another fossil fuel that's just about as bad. It's just that simple. And if the president has a slogan of all of the above, you know, that was the British Petroleum ad in 2007 that I discussed in my book, where I pointed out how clever they were. Well, my God, I never dreamed that they'd get the president of the United States, a Democratic president, to buy their goddamn ad as his slogan.
Right, and then after that they polluted the Gulf. So I thank you for joining us, David Freeman. I'm afraid we've run out of time.
All righty. It's always a pleasure, Ian.
Thank you a lot. Bye-bye. Again, I've been speaking with David Freeman, who is a leading authority on the production, management, and delivery of energy to large populations. He's had the ear of federal officials since the days of JFK and helped bring about the Environmental Protection Agency under President Nixon. He headed the Tennessee Valley Authority under President Carter. He also headed the New York Power and the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, and was the state energy czar responsible for rescuing California from the predations of Enron and company. David Freeman is the author of Winning Our Energy Independence and Energy Insider Shows How. We're going to take a brief station break and be back talking about whether or not Edward Snowden is a whistleblower.
Energy is becoming one of our country's greatest concerns. If we don't start working on energy conservation, there may not be enough energy to go around by the time I'm a parent. I'm going to learn about how we can solve some of our problems through alternative energy sources. You can learn more about energy too. Call your county cooperative extension service for more information. Conserving energy is everyone's responsibility. Call 4-H to find out how you can do your part.